Mr. Kahlberg is being honored by Yorkers Chaim. Kahlberg. Morty Kahlberg. We don't do raises. Raises, please do not send out raises to Chabura. But a guy is being honored
Oh, yeah. I don't do names
by
in
a
this.
school, I think is very important. I don't
Not
just.
the beer.
Kahlberg. Kahlberg. Kahlberg, yeah.
Also, it's Hasidic. It's a
Kloisenberg.
No, there's in Borough Park something called Carlsberg.
He's on his game. He's on his game.
He got you. Felt like Shirley. I was up 5 o'clock in the morning. I was thinking, what else could I do? But he took him everything. Went back him twice.
Why don't you call Shirley? You can't make a phone call in the basement. Everybody wakes up.
We did that last night. We went early because the bar mitzvah.
Coming in strong. Batting heavy.
Baton Rouge. Anyway, today's shiur is sponsored.
By the way, something going on underwater in the neighborhood. There are other people waking up earlier than I noticed.
I think because the same people are pregnant.
Remember when I had a boy?
You did?
I told him, if you can't be here for Shabbos or Shalom Zacha, I'll run it for you. So he said, actually, I told my wife for 2 weeks we're not taking events.
Oh, yeah?
But she went over.
She's working already.
She went over, so they have an event Matzah Shabbos. They thought the baby would have been here already. So he says, Matzah Shabbos, I'm out of here.
An hour after the baby, she was working already.
Okay, Baruch Hashem.
She's setting up stuff from online.
It may not be beer or chickpeas, but
no, it'll be here. It might not be on.
Right.
Today's share sponsored. You see, this is what the Gemara said: Kulam Mavak Lashon Hara. I'm saying a mila, and you guys take it to the next
that
level. Folzan said, "Ben Rachel."
That was a mila.
Omer and Arna S. Yeah, they took off 2 weeks for his wife.
You have a weird definition.
You guys, I'm telling you. Okay, Brian Mir was real. Sorry about some surgery went well. Sorry, Sasha was Masha. Esteli was Chayafa. Shmuel ben Devora and. Yakshur Machano. And Pesach Kron. Dana. Certain names you just say, you know.
God knows.
I'm gonna buy you. Why? That makes you bad? I'm telling you, Mr. Bob is gonna go back scarred. The truth is, it's your Californian Lanzmann that is the problem this year. The Tina one.
Yeah. Right, we're all good.
We're all good. Before he came around, we were good. It's the Tynas.
Nice innocent people here.
Anyway, I'm Rabbiya. Oh no, we said this yesterday. Just one thing, quick. Go back for a second. It's interesting that he said take a Amaretz with you to look at the lady. And
really?
Amaretz allowed to look at the lady.
That's where we're going back.
Okay, he knows. He's an expert.
I understand, but so what?
No,
so the teretz is that there's halacha. Also, the other she kashes ishi. What's the Rebbe Chaim talking about? There's halacha. Also, the other she kashes ishi atchirena. You're not allowed to kashes a woman until you see her. So the problem is that Talmud Chacham, his look is not it's not peseda. He doesn't really get a good look. So
let him finish before you go fetch.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ramosha Feinstein says this. The Ravid says that the reason why he's allowed to take Amaretz with him is because the Rambam brings down the halacha that also so he says, and from this Gemara you see that Tzufim Rabbanan took Amaretz with him to see the girl because he doesn't know how to look at girls.
So Yenim's going to tell you whether it looks good or not.
Yeah, he'll tell you. Say, listen, this is a good.
So pass around the picture. Myself,
why don't you take your mother with you?
No mother. No mother. No mother.
Why would he? He didn't want to look.
By the way,
no, it's not. No. It's not that he doesn't want to look. We said that they don't look at. They don't understand the girl matzav. Yes, that's what we said.
If you put a girl in front of them.
It's not. They're not. You don't understand this. It's very far from you. But Mr., you get to the Madrid, you learn enough of this. I don't know what you're the. It's very negative. By the way, very negative for you. But whatever, don't say it.
No, it's very important that he understands this.
Very good, Moshe. Okay, don't go home now. Don't say this at home. You don't say this part of the shir over.
No, but let's make sure I'll never
happen. Anyway. Okay.
I don't know how that answers, though.
No, sir. Moshe says that you have a chiyuv. No, so you have, there's a chiyuv. So the chiyuv you're allowed to do with the amaretz. The chiyuv of Ad Sheirana, you're allowed to, that you have to look at.
It's for you. It's for your.
He doesn't. If a stein is dingin. The Rishonim bring this down.
You'll never have that. I don't understand. What are we worried about? Shemit is gone all of, yeah?
But you don't, look, but then you don't get rid of it by somebody else deciding what's good for them.
It's unbelievable. All of a sudden, they don't understand such a thing. Verstehen Sie ihn? I don't understand. Baba Sali knew what girls were? He had no shaykhs.
I agree with Charlie on this one.
No.
I don't believe Moshe said this.
Yeah, I don't believe it. You guys. Okay, anyway. We need to send them.
Usually, you need to take a picture of it and bring it in.
She went back to
it. Yeah, yeah. That's good. Get you guys open up your mind a little bit. You guys can't understand. It's such a concept. Anyway,
now you lost them on us for the rest of the morning.
Don't worry about it. It's good. Baal Noisen Schar. So we said.
What happened?
We started 10 minutes ago, the only way I was. 10 lines at the top. You see, he heard this whole conversation at Fashtainish. He didn't know where we start. Moving out. To my guy who's in Florida.
Your mic wasn't working. Didn't reach the end.
Your mic wasn't working. Sits under the palm trees. He doesn't see anything. Okay. When are we going? When are we going to Florida?
I'm trying to get out of here.
Yeah, it's it's rough out here.
See him, at least.
Oh, he's stay for the see him. Don't forget to see him next week, Thursday.
Thursday?
Next week, Thursday.
Week Thursday?
Right.
Thursday?
Just in time when we start davening regular time. We're doing Thursday because Tully Berger can't do it on Wednesday. So if you want to host in your house, but I'm not doing it if you don't paint the door. I'm not doing it on a green door. No, not St. Patrick's. Get me like a Kratzbach color. red. Green is also Kratzbach.
You don't made it to Europe, by the way.
Bumi has a tie for you.
Holly, you think we need you to make the scene?
Ooh, he's really hitting hard. Yeah, talk sharp here. Yeah. Okay, let's go. Vabal. Noisen Schar. So he said,
you saw him make that one.
The husband pays for the star. Why? My time and my crow. You ready with me, Rabbi Chaim Michel? 10 lines on that. My time and my crow. The cost of an awesome. He has to write it and he has to give it. So it's his. Today that the man doesn't write it, he doesn't write it. He doesn't pay for it. So the Rabbanon said that the lady should do it. Why? Because we don't hold up the get. We hold up if it's going to become a payment problem, so you'll hold up the get. So we said the lady should pay for it. The real problem is if the lady pays for it, then it belongs to the lady.
She gives it to him good and well.
She hands it over to him.
Yeah.
So some Rishonim say that. Other Rishonim say the Ritva Rabban and Rajbo says that it's Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Bezdin. They take, she pays for it, and they hand it over. How it works is a good question, but that's what they say. So the question is, why not? We're talking about that it's not only his gain. It's, he pays for it, right? That's what we said. So of course, the point, and the guy who's gaining is the guy who pays for it. So Mar says, "Lechukha beiska." We're talking about a halva that is ribbit, that you're doing ribbis, and you can't do ribbis. So what do? You make a business transaction. You turn it into a business venture. That's the way you do. That's what Heta Iska is. And I'm not going to Heta Iska now, but basically Heta Iska makes it that Chatzi Pekonda Chatzi Alva, and it becomes once it becomes a business transaction, it's mutter to do ribbis. It's not really ribbis. It's a business transaction. And it's Iska. And Iska, everybody's gaining on the deal, so maybe he shouldn't pay it. Kamash will not know he pays it also. He also pays it. So what's the chiddush? Pshita, of course. He's gaining. The guy selling is gaining. No, he's selling it. He's got a real lemon. He's got a field that's full of wetlands. Can't build anything deep. He's all over it. See, for him, he's the happiest guy. The real estate guy told me the happiest day of his life is day he buys, day he sells. So the bottom line is that when you sell property, a lot of times it's the happiest day of your life. You get rid of the headache. So this is a headache. Because he pays. Ain't cursed the story. Erison. So where's the pshita? Let's look at that field too from Rabbanah over here. Also, that what's the chiddush? Where's the pshita? Let's see how I feel too from Rabbanah. The nichle chamule kreveil. You're marrying your daughter to bas tamat chacham. So this is very to not bas tam to etam chacham. So that's very masi bita right. Masi bita tamat chacham. You're marrying your daughter to tamat chacham. That's a very chashuv thing. So you're gaining on the deal. So Kamash won that no. Even though you're gaining, you still don't pay. In Kaiser Star Reese's Kablanus. So over here also, what's the chiddush? It's talking about a field that you gotta leave it fallow because the ground is not fertile anymore. And in order for it to rejuvenate, you gotta leave it empty. So once you're leaving it empty, it's a shtickle, it's not a good thing. Still, it's still a good thing. Ein kaisen story be ruin el medashneim. Right, very good. Ein kaisen story be ruin el medashneim. So you only write a star ruin el medashneim. My story ruin. What is the star ruin that we're talking about? Hachatar gimu story tainasa. Basically, you go to Bezdin. We don't want a guy to taina, then go back in taina, go back on his thing. We basically hire. It's called a toyin in English, and the guy explains you. Had what to say in Bez Din. He knows the whole ins and outs and the halacha and everything. The Rambam says, "Shnei seifim adirin ha'koizim tainus anshe ariv k'dishol yu toinim v'choizim v'toinim." Well, pi oizim tainus poiskan adirinam z'dinam. Basically, it's a toin. Today's modern world toin. I don't think so, because it says that.
No, stenographer.
No, stenographer is just repeating what you're saying.
Exactly what's going on, so that no one can go back.
No, no,
it's
no.
It's paralegal.
It's a guy who's saying the tainus. It's a tain. Okay, I was right.
He's just writing it down.
As of now, even Machi agrees, probably. So it's like Moshe Goldstein could probably come in and say that I'm wrong. But I have one guy on my side. So let's go to the next thing before he comes in, you know? So Gemara says, Hishtori Tanosa. Rabbi Yermi Omar, Baraba Omar, Avi is your favorite halacha. Zer bar le'echad, v'zer bar le'echad. They're called Zabla. Zabla is halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, there's two ways of going to Beis Din. You can either go to Meisharim, the corner of wherever they are. I have no idea where they are. But wherever they are, you go in there, you knock on the door, and there's 3 days I'm sitting there. And you say, listen, I got it. Me and Shuli, we got a dispute. And they paskin. Or Shuli says, nah, I'm not going to that guy. You know that he's your neighbor. Yeah, okay, great. I'm picking Rabbi Danziger. You pick Rabbi Witty. And these two Dayonim, they pick a third guy. They pick Rabbi Frankel from Vialpo. So now you have three Dayonim, but they're not, Rabbi Danziger is not his Rav, and Rabbi Witty is not my Rav. I just have to pick Rabbi Danziger. He picks Rabbi Danziger. That is Halach and Shulchan Aruch, Zabla, Zebor Le'echod, Zebor Le'echod. It's a very good business. No problem with that. No, it's not a farce. No, okay. Today, unfortunately, the way it works is Shuli goes to Rabbi Danziger, and Shuli downs Rabbi Danziger. So Rabbi Danziger is on his side before he even starts the thing. I down Rabbi Witty, so I take Rabbi Witty. Rabbi Witty says he knows Rabbi Frankel very well, and he convinces Rabbi Danziger, I'll take Rabbi Frankel. He'll be very good. And me guy. Meanwhile, Rabbi Witty or Rabbi Frankel are in cahoots. Rabbi Danziger is Shuli's side, and he loses, or he or something.
It's a big bill.
No, it's nothing to do. Both, everybody's paying the same thing. You're paying $5.50 an hour. Doesn't matter how you cut it. Anyway, today's Bayra, Shlomo Miller, somebody told me, Yitzhak Rakowski told me, Shlomo Miller told him, if there's Zabla, go straight to court. I don't know where he got the sock. That's what he says.
No,
You can end up getting a siyuv. You have to be able to fight it. You know, it's one of those things, you know. Siyuv just means it's like mailing a letter without a stamp today. So zebar le'echo, zebar le'echo.
Siyuv
is a problem.
What's the problem?
They put out signs all over Lakewood that I have a legend and come to Bezdin. It's a shikul. Yeah, really? You can handle it? Okay.
Try it.
Put out one sign in the shul. You wouldn't show up there.
You see one sign? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to the guy that's talking.
You've never seen a Lakewood?
No.
Yeah. Occasionally,
what do you see? I'm not saying that. Why, you saw it on Nager status?
Zeb bar le'echo, Zeb bar le'echo. I'm shipping them the Aymer.
I've been to shuls where they have papers.
You write a star for each guy. You write a star for each guy. So the question is, what are they arguing about? If you write a star for each guy or not? Lemo bekoifin al midas daim kamiv. They're arguing koifin al midas daim. The ma'asav a koifin. Ma'asav ain't koifin. What does it mean koifin al midas daim? Why should you write two stars? It says the same thing.
That's right.
Why are you writing two stars? So he says, because one says you could force means dime. There's no reason to hire a safer and write another one. One says, no, you can't. And one says, no. That's not the problem over here. Like the kula amal kaifin. Of course you could be kaifin. But all kind of times they're showing Leo, the amalei, loy nicha li, that to have a schu soch, gabe schu si. The dom is alike, aryo arva. Basically saying, at this point, I don't see eye to eye with you. So if I don't see eye to eye with you, I'm not having you have my papers in front of your face a whole day so you could eventually take it apart. You'll find a loophole in the wording over there and you'll say, oh, Bezdin, Shmuley Paskin yesterday, look, he himself wrote, blah, blah, blah. So basically, they don't want you to have this, even though you know the tainus because you were in Bezdin, so you heard the tainus, but to see that, for to be in front of you, and be in front of you, oof, it's very rough.
Yeah.
He had a 6 o'clock appointment. Dumb is like your Arya Arva.
That's what your phone is thinking.
Dumb is like Arya Arva. So that's he doesn't want. Zatigamar, Misha Para mixes Khaiba. This is a big sugya. Basically, I borrow $100,000 from Shuli. Now I pay him up $50,000. So I tell Shuli, hey Shuli, let's rip up the star. He says, what are you, crazy? You still owe me $50,000. So we've got a problem. I'm not paying you $50,000 then. Because I have no recourse. So the hishlus story. What you do is you give the shtar to chaplain. V'amar loy, and I tell chaplain, im loy nesati loch mekama, I join pliny, tell the story. If I don't pay up Shuli within 30 days, just give him back the shtar.
Why can't you just add on the shtar?
No, you can't add on to a star. You can write a new star. You can't add on to a star.
Can't write a shaver?
You could do something like that, but I guess he doesn't have... You can't. You can't add on to a star. So he gives it... He does like this. He says, give back to Shuli the star. He gives Mamaloy Nasan. If I don't pay up Shuli in 30 days, the $50,000, maybe I say, I'm eating. You give back. Now Shuli go collect $100,000. If you don't, I'm eating. Now, this is a big... Shiloh, what do you mean? So Shuli's getting ribbis? We're doing ribbis over here? This is basically ribbis.
I thought we noticed that he borrowed more.
If I say, if I don't pay up, I give him back the shtar. So now Shuli collects $150,000 from me? That's ridiculous. That's ribbis.
No, that's
ribbis. Oh, it is ribbis. Because I lent you $100,000 and I'm giving you back $150,000. That's ribbis. That's ribbis. He says you do it. If you don't pay back, he's stealing. Nobody doesn't say stealing. He says this is dalacha. Yeah, and you can collect $150,000. So I saw somebody say like that. Most Rishonim don't say. Most Rishonim say it's not ribbis because this is like a knas. It's a knas. Pay your bill. This is the consequence of not paying your bill. It's a shayla. The Rishonim asked the question. All the Rishonim asked the shayla.
You have to pay the ribbis.
It's not ribbis ketuzah.
It's not ribbis ketuzah, but it is ribbis.
You say it's a penalty.
It's a penalty. Yeah.
You put it in a situation. You put yourself in a situation.
I don't know.
Yeah, but still ribbis. Ribbis doesn't matter. Who? Right. Right. So he's saying, how can you do it?
Moving on.
I don't know if a penalty of paying late is ribbis. It's not paying late. It's a knas if you don't show up at 30 days. Yeah. Anyway, so Gemara says, what's the machlokes in the Mishnah over here? Rabbi Yossi Sovar asmachta kanya. That if you basically you hedge your bet, you say, give it back to Shuli in 30 days if I don't pay. I think I'm going to pay up. And on my side, I mess up. So it's halacha is kanya. That's halacha. Rabbi Yossi Sovar asmachta kanya. That's machlokes. Amar nachum rabba avu, amar rab, halacha Rabbi Yossi. I don't hold like that. Even though the Rashbam says in the Muka Imoy and he passing like him, and still Alokh is not like Rabbi Yossi. We passing that Smachta is loykanya. The Maisa, there's a big tumult over here in the Rishonim and in the Achronim. The Shimon Shkop has a big shail over here. How could you? What's the difference between a smachta and a tanai? It's a big shiloh of it. What exactly? How do you baramatize it? I don't know if that's a word, but how do you?
You've used it enough.
How do you? What's nafkamina? So most rishonim say nafkamina between a smachta. First of all, they say that really nothing works, but there's a halacha in Torah called tanai b'nei gov b'nei ruvein. So a tanai works if it's begeder tanai. If you do in the way that the Torah says a tanai should work, so tanai works. Asmachta is not that. Some say that asmachta is totally only in you. It's not telling anybody else. It's your control. That's not a good tanai. A tanai, it's only in your control. It's not a good tanai. And some say that asmachta is a knas and not a tanai. And male, because it's a knas, that's why it's loikanya. But a tanai would work.
Obviously, there's no trust here between the mother and the lover, yeah?
No.
Never.
Yeah. Okay. So how does he have proof that he paid back? Saying
the
shlish.
That's the shlish.
He doesn't have the shtar anymore, so he can't collect. Shuli cannot collect with the shtar anymore. He can't come up to Bezdin.
We're relying on the third.
No, there's no relying. Shuli can't collect anymore. It's done. Shuli's over. Shuli has $100,000.
No.
I just owe him only 50 now.
You can't.
What's your
star back?
Yeah. What's your?
What do you mean? The guy will say, "I have a star."
He doesn't have a star.
He's able to collect.
The third guy has it.
Okay, so the third guy could get it back for you. Obviously, you trust the shlish.
Well, you didn't.
You don't give back the star.
Right. So what is it? How's he collecting?
The third guy will make him collect the 50. Yes. That's what he's power of attorney. You gave it to him. You trust him. It's in it.
He
loses money?
Yeah.
What are you, nuts?
What do you do with the star?
Go to Bezdin.
You can't. It's a void star. Because
it's not void.
Yes, it is.
It's not void.
The whole thing, they're trusting the third person.
They're trusting the third party. He's a power of attorney. No, exactly. You have a star that says $100,000.
So what's my $50,000 testimony going to do?
Get you $50,000.
Pay
$50,000? On what grounds?
I'm not giving you the star unless you...
Good, so then you're not getting anything.
Who are you worried about?
Everybody.
Who?
One guy's gaining, one guy's losing.
No.
Yeah.
What's going to happen over here? I paid Shuli $50,000.
Right.
Shuli doesn't have a star anymore. He can't go to Bez anymore.
Exactly. So he loses 50 grand.
Why? There's a star.
Where?
Star says 100.
It doesn't matter. The guy's not going to Bez and saying 100.
The fact that it's a shlish.
The shlish has it right now to the star. The shlish is going to go to
Let me back. Okay. Shuli gets a hold of that star from this guy.
He's not getting a hold of it.
Okay. The guy comes with Shuli to Bezdin.
No, he's not going with Shuli to Bezdin.
That guy goes to Bezdin and gives it.
No, he's not going to Bezdin and gives it.
He's
not giving nothing.
We
trust in the third party.
I'm going to say, I don't know nothing.
There's a star. You owe $100,000. If you say that, you really don't.
Where are you going with the star?
To Bezdin.
Good. So this guy brings the star to Bezdin.
Yeah.
And Bezdin says, okay, $100,000.
No,
so Shuli's not losing. Shuli's gaining then.
Gaining, and I'm losing then.
Someone's losing.
Don't make the tanai. Of course
you're
losing.
Yeah.
You made the tanai.
That's why it's Laite. Because somebody's losing,
Lo Yite means that Shuli can't get it.
What does that mean?
Why?
No.
If you don't fill it tonight.
Nobody.
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 Nobody. Nobody. Nobody. You rip it up. You rip it up. You rip it up.
He doesn't gain. He gets what he's supposed to get.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, but as opposed to him losing.
Nobody's losing here.
The easiest way to do a shiva with a kitzur.
I don't understand. It's so simple for the third party to collect it. Then why would they be arguing? Why are they Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda arguing?
They're arguing if Shuli gets an extra $50,000. Extra $50,000. That's what I'm arguing about. I understand. And you didn't fulfill your tanai. So does Shuli get $50,000 extra?
I get to collect the new 100.
That's the Shiloh. What do you mean? It's a big nafkamina.
Shuli's coming to Bez and saying he owes me $100,000.
Shuli's out of the picture. Shuli's out of the picture.
With the guy
no, come together. There's a third party who's trusted. He's trusted in this situation. He comes to Bez and he says, Leiby already paid back.
On what aid is what
I'm telling you what happened. They surely had a star. They trusted me.
I come in and say that
okay, fine. Fine. So then pay 100. Then pay 100. So pay 100 then.
That's what Shirley's saying.
Who's going to argue? Who's going to argue here? Shirley's not going to argue. Shirley can't argue. He's not in Baldover.
Yes,
he doesn't have a star. He can't argue.
The star.
It doesn't matter. He doesn't own the star. If you don't have the star, it's nothing.
He doesn't have the star.
He doesn't have the star. 50 grand, I rip it up.
I'm not giving you the 50 grand.
Why not? So then you give 100. You're going to be stuck.
And you could collect 100.
No, you can't collect 100 because we trust this guy.
The third party is saying, you know what? I have a star for 100. You give me 50 and I'll rip it up.
Is he late on the payment?
I said, I don't owe you anything. Is he late on the payment?
I have a star.
Where are you going with the star?
To Bezdin.
So now you're going to come to Bezdin and say,
no,
Shuli's out of the story.
Power of attorney does one guy have?
He has a power of attorney.
He has the star.
He has a star.
That's what power of
attorney. He has a star.
Power of attorney's not easy.
I understand, but he's saying that he paid back 50. So why would you argue? Why would you argue?
Listen, if everybody agrees, we're not going to Bezdin.
Charlie, forget about
everybody agrees, we're not going to Bezdin, right?
Sure you are.
No, you're not.
If you don't pay, I want my money back.
Good. So that means what am I not agreeing?
You're saying, what are you going to say? You didn't pay anything? That you're going to pay 100?
The one I brought up is not agreeing. Right.
If everybody agrees, you're not going to Bez. Very good.
There's no guys agree, or I can
he just doesn't have the money to pay. There's not agreeing. Everybody agrees that there's
the
a
low exactly. He says it very good. The third party has a right to say either you're going to agree to pay the $50,000 or you're going to get messed up.
No, you're not, because he said he can't give it back.
That's what we've been saying.
You don't have to give it back. He could go to Bez himself. He's a third party.
He cannot go to...
Why can't he go? He has a star.
Hello, if he never paid back a penny... get $100,000 regardless.
Right.
You messed up. You don't pay back your $50,000. You're in trouble.
So I can't get a penny.
So that's what means
Leite. So what's the problem?
No, Leite means you don't give it back to Shuli.
No.
That's the Machlokes mission. Okay, anyway.
How does the guy collect?
Point is, how does he collect?
With the star.
The star itself is worth
$100,000.
Okay,
see.
So
he's saying 50.
Who's
right.
saying
50?
The guy, the Schlish.
There's a Tanai here.
The star means
nothing. Of course it is.
No, it's not.
Of course it is. Star's worth $100,000. Star's worth $100,000.
Star's
worth $100,000. I don't know. We'll argue about it a bit. Zuck the Mishnah. It's $100,000.
All of a sudden, a star doesn't have power.
I could do that.
You believe him?
That what? You can only?
I don't know.
Oh, it's a mental.
It says a dollar, but I only want to collect 20 cents.
It sends a mental institute.
Right. You could do it. You could do that. Misha Nimchak Star Choyboy. Based on your own thing. Misha Nimchak Star Choyboy. Let's go. Zok the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Misha Nimchak Star Choyboy. You ready, guys? Zok the Mishnah. Misha Nimchak Star Choyboy. Maimilov Eidim. Somebody's Star Choyv is Nimchak. Nimchak means that it got erased by itself or the water fell on it. My middle of Aiden. So it, whatever. Your personal problems does not a place for it. My middle of Aiden.
This is why you don't make a star.
Nobody's gonna pay it without having signatures.
Over here is a problem. Practically, yeah. Yeah, in a regular situation, it's not gonna happen. Mishim Chishtar Choyvoy. My middle of Adam. So somebody whose star gets ripped, erased, either water, but that means that you didn't do it intentionally. Because if you did it intentionally, then there's a race on the star that it's ripped up. It must be that you paid up, because that's the way.
Why would you do it intentionally in the mouth?
Because if you pay me up. If you pay me up, I'm going to say, I'm not paying. You owe me $100,000. You come to me and you say, I want to pay you back. You say, okay, where's the shtar, Levy? I lost the shtar. Well, I'm not paying you back. Till you give me till you show me that you ripped the shtar, I'm not paying you, because then tomorrow you'll come to me at the business.
If I have a shoiver, then it's not good enough.
No shoiver. Makam Shein Koshin Shoiver. Shoiver is a problem. Machoik is if you write a shoiver now, because the shoiver, you have to hold on to it. Then it's a problem for you. Then you have to hold on to your shoiver. So we're talking about Makam Shein Koshin Shoiver. So Mishnah Mishnah Choyvoi.
Especially in a basement.
Mishnah Mishnah Choyvoi, Maimel of Adam. Ubalof in a basement. They do a kiyum. Ish ploini, ben ploini, nimchak shtar b'yam ploini, uploini, uploini edom. And these are his constituents. These are his edom. Tana Rabbanan, signatories. Tana Rabbanan, ezu kiyumai. What is kiyum? Ben moisef tlosa avina, anu ploini uploini, uploini hoitzi ploini ben ploini, shtar mochak lefanenu, b'yam ploini uploini, uploini edom, ploini edom. Vim kosa boy huskaknu leidusum shal eide, v'nim se eidusum uchavanes, and you write that in the shtar, so then goiva vein tzarich lo v'raya v'im lav tzarich lo v'raya. So basically, you have to write this whole shtickle Torah in the shtar. It's erased. This is, we're talking about that it's erased. The Bezin saying that we checked it out and we checked the edim and they're good. Then you know that it's good. You don't have to worry about it. You don't say that line, then you don't know the Edom are good. You don't know the Edom are good, then what's Bezin checking out? They check if the shtar was written? Okay, we know it was written. Those two Edom are not around. They're in China. They have a Kiyum. There's another Bezin in Tom's River that met them 5 years ago that has their signatures, and they match it up.
Kiyum
Chasimus. It says that Chapel owes $100,000. If I was you, I'd get up and slap him. I think
what he said.
It's good that you can't hear. Gemara says, so Nikra, puzzle. If it's actually torn up intentionally, it's puzzle. Niskareya, it's kosher. Nimchak.
How do you know the difference?
We'll say, good kasha. Gemara's question. Nimchak and etashtesh, imishum and nikra, kosher. Hechadam and nikra, hechadam and niskareya. How do you know the difference? Shuli's question. Are we doing Nikra, Krash El Bezdin? Niskareya, Krash Angel Bezdin. What does it mean, Krash El Bezdin? Hechtam, Krash El Bezdin. Next question. Are we doing Mokam Eidim, Mokam Azman, Mokam Atarif? That's a Krash El Bezdin. And that means that it was done intentionally and you ripped it up and there's a raise on the star, it's done. Abayom Ashesiv Erev. The way Bezdin rips up a star, Ashesiv Erev, by a get, they make take a razor and they cut the actual get on a crisscross. That's a way of Bezdin using their cutting skills, so that's how they do it. And Mela, it's mucher that's on Bezdin, and it was done on purpose. Hanu Arvoy, listen to the story. Great story. The also from Medisa, there was these Syrians, Bashar al-Assad. He would come, Julikis, and he came, and they would take people's property, and they would take the shtar with it. The avka anzi arosa the inchi. And they would take the shtar with it, so the guy was mamash done. So even after you overthrow the guy, there's no shtar left. So you got nothing.
The deed.
So also my vassal came to Abai. These owners came to Abai. Says, we got a problem. I'm gonna lexi my shtar. Look at the shtar that we have. Look at my shtar. Achrina aleo. The misanis chad nakinu chaviyadon. Why don't you write another shtar? Look at the shtar. Look what we have. We own this property. Write us a shtar that we own the property with Aiden. And then When this bum takes our property and the shtar, once we come back, we'll be able to prove that it's our property because we have another deed.
Just like Yaakov is going to split. Unbelievable.
So Gemara says,
they want
two stars for the same thing. So he says, what should I do for you guys? I'm sorry. You can't do it. So you can't do it. There's no such thing. I'm not doing it. It's against halacha. You can't do it. I know you have a problem. We can't do it. Have a katar delay. They were bothering him. He didn't know what to do. He couldn't get rid of these guys. So I'm going to Safra. He figured, you know what? Let me get rid of these guys. I'm going to write a fake star that's not good. They're not going to chav that it's not good. They'll leave me alone. And then that's it. I'm done. I'm going to Safra. Zil kosvelu hu ala machak. Write the star. And then erase it. Va edav ala nayar. The puzzle. The halacha is, if the star is written on the mechik, because you have a star written over here, and Edom on the Nair is possible, and they're not going to chav. So you do a whole strickle, over here.
Why don't they just write that
pasuk
that we had him back?
What?
When he wrote a star that he wanted to show was forged.
What did he write? I forgot already. He wrote something else. I don't know. This was his shtick. So Amalei, Rabbi Nachum, I'm Yulei Abayev, Dimur Shumi Nicker. V'tanya Nimchakat Nishtashi, I'm Shumi Nicker Kosher. Halacha is, if you could see the background of the star, it would be kosher. So it would be kosher. Amalei, Mika, I mean, a star ma'aliyah? I look based on coming. I didn't say you should write a star. Write scribble on there. And then right, and then take it off. Now this is where Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein says the Shiloh, if a mashuloch comes to a guy's house and he's bothering you, so he comes, guy comes to Mr. Barber, Mr. Barber gives him $1,000 and he says, I'm not leaving until I get $10,000. So what this guy did, this guy's a little more experienced than Mr. Barber. So he wrote a check with a bad signature. He took a regular check, he gave him a $10,000 check, and he made the signature in a way that the bank will have to call him. And when they call him and say, no, I don't approve the check. It's not a good check. So are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to do that to get the guy out? Are you allowed to do that? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that there's an isser min haTorah to be loichetz a guy. Listen to this one. It says if Kaddi is called Loichatzov, I'll call Loichatzov. Pasuk in Yermia, and you're over that. If a guy with tzedakah bothers a guy until he gives him more money, you're over on this sister. But they asked Chaim Kanievsky, are you allowed to do this? So he said, you're allowed to do it from this Gemara. You see, Abaya had to get rid of these guys who were bothering him, so he wrote a fake star. So just like Abaya was able to do that, so too, now Rabbeinu Gershom does not learn the Gemara like that. Rabbeinu Gershom learns, Rabbi Gershon learns that this star was not a fake star, and it did two oif, that as long as they had this fake star in their hand, even though it's fake, the original owner can't tie no that it's not, that he didn't sell it to them. Because there is a star over here. So, but most Rishonim don't learn the Gemara like that, and that's Rav Chaim Kanievsky learned the Gemara, that he did it because he was allowed to do it, because these guys were bothering him. In a situation like this, you're allowed to do it. So if a guy comes to your house, instead of giving him a blanket and a pillow and a meal and everything, you're better off writing a fake check, and don't take a checkbook that's from an account that's closed, because that's, you're not allowed to do that. No, that's it's a, you know, that's fraud.
It's illegal.
That you can't do. But
it's illegal. By the way, a check that's not covered,
it's not illegal. A check's balance is not illegal.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah. If they could prove they had no money, then when you wrote it, then you could go. It's an offense. It's
that's why you never keep hiding.
Anyway, so that's why it's better to do it. Make the signature not good. That's why this guy was smart. He knew all these federal offenses. He made the signature not good.
We have time.
No. He's not going to have a star. And then that's it. So the original owner will say it's his.
I know that.
The Arab is not coming to bed, correct?
The Arab's done. He's out of here.
Okay, so why can't you just write a star that says I sold the star?
What do you mean?
No. Oh, you didn't sell the star.
I saw the star.
No.
But no one else could come.
What happens if you sell it?
No one else could come with this.
You're selling it to me.
You're going
to
Israel. No one else can come back and fight it.
Why?
Huh? If you so bought it, you could come with the star.
If you don't have a star, seeing a star is nothing. Seeing is nothing.
I lost the star. 5 years later, I have to see the star.
You saw the star? I lost the star. Now, what if you sold it to someone else?
Okay,
maybe you sold it to someone else. Maybe it's not true.
How do you do it?
Maybe you sold it to someone else. No, he's out of here. Bashar al-Assad. Okay, Beis. Parim and Ashrafim, Shreem and Ashrafim, Shkos Batsofim, Kibbe Dom Echushos, Batsofim and Domaton, Azor al-Perechos. Nos Bachasov. Matona Akas, Mahem Akevish, Shia Dom Echushos, Shkos Batsofim, Rabbi Shalbech, Chitzon, Mosul, Ikeb, Eilu, Eilu, Ashrafim, Bezadosh. Shukana, Nekash, Oymer, Yashukach.